Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
But let's at least acknowledge it first.
Holly Taylor, you're absolutely fucking mental.
I thought I would pay my respects properly, but I do realise that it's not really given the desired effect. I look like a fugitive.
You do. You look like the jackal.
Yeah, I do. Or maybe like a Gallagher brother or something. Somehow.
Can you explain to the listener why you have come dressed as Michael Jackson leaving a hotel?
Yeah, I wanted to wear my morning clothes. I wanted to wear my morning clothes for Rowan today, but I sadly don't actually have anything really appropriate. So I've just got a dark scarf around my head. And I thought people wore dark glasses to funerals, but I don't really look like I'm going to a funeral.
I think people wear dark glasses to like Michael Hutchinson's like funeral, but like...
They don't really wear them, no, not to a member of the Bake Off cast.
Who is still, as far as we know, hopefully in
hopefully
full
still
health.
With us. Yeah. Yes. Well, I'm actually quite relieved that we can acknowledge my costume now and I can take it off because I can't hear you very well because I've had to put the headphones over my scarf.
Yes, I can see.
And I also can't see a thing because I had to swap these, my real glasses out for these ones. Which I believe are Doug's dad's.
I love them.
I know they're great, aren't they?
Yeah, they are great.
Oh, thank God I can see you again. I'll just look like I'm not from Nazareth. Hang on.
Yeah, do that. Yeah, yeah, there is.
There we go.
You are giving Mary vibes.
I was, yeah. I'm giving Shepherd with tea towel. Oh, was it worth it? Not really. Also, when we came on this to record this episode, we had a technical difficulty. So I was just sitting there with a shawl over my head and dark glasses on. Esther couldn't hear anything I was saying, and I wasn't able to give you any help or support.
I was sitting there, not knowing if you could hear me, going, "What the fuck is we- have you come
out? Why are you dressed as a ghoul?" but it is. A sad day for us,
sad day.
I would say. It's the sad first day of our very, very faves. Gone.
Oh my God, yeah, yeah. Did you ever weep?
I was quite sad.
I was sad at both, actually. Anyway, well, let's get to it. We are running way ahead of ourselves. We are Bake Off 5. It is pastry week. Let's get on it. Should we start?
We are big
off
five. Oh my
big
God.
Five. I know. Believe we're already that. There. We're already there. So we probably there. Need to dive straight into signature.
Yeah.
Let's dive into signature.
Let's get that jingle. It's time for the signature.
Signature time.
It's signature time.
Cheers, Dave. Cheers, Dave.
Dave's right. In my good books with jingles at the moment, big time.
He's doing ever so well, isn't he?
He's doing ever so well.
Gold star for Dave. Right, first thing I need to bring up before we even get into it was, what did you think of Noel's hair this episode? Did you make any notes about Noel's hair?
You know what? I haven't made any notes about Noel's hair in this particular episode, but I have noticed, has Noel ever had these little sideburns before on any previous series?
Yes, I'm going to have to go back. They're very precise, aren't they?
But I've noticing them a lot.
Yes. Maybe they've grown or something. But his hair was very much blow dried. This, like, he'd had a blowout kind of thing.
Oh yeah, you're right. It was a proper sort of a poofy bob, wasn't it?
It was Kate Middleton with curtain bangs, I think. That was
how are you? Oh dear, friend of the pod, bless him. Obviously. We're hoping to get her on soon.
Yeah. Couple of weeks.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
okay.
the hair and makeup department and the costume department are.
Oh, yeah.
I want whatever they're taking this series, because they are just covering everything in sprinkles at the moment.
They are. In fact, that does lead me on to a question I was going to ask you later on, but I'm going to ask it now instead. Because this is a thing, I wonder if we've talked about this before on like the main pod available, have we talked about the weird controversy where, I say it's controversy, I think it is, where the Bake Off people wear the same stuff for 2 days in a row, right? What is going on there?
I have no idea whether we've talked about this, but do you know why?
Is it for continuity? I don't know.
It's for
why.
Continuity. It's for continuity. I know this because of my weird book of reality TV editing tricks. I just find it so fascinating what's going on behind the curtain. But and also, yeah, side note, we are manic today, if you can tell.
We are manic. I've had too much coffee
today. Yeah.
I've had too much coffee and I've had my COVID jab, and I think the two together have made me just go,
oh yeah.
They've turned.
I think it's for continuity reasons, and I believe that it's because that way they can use stuff that they're saying in like clips and stuff across the whole episode five or episode six.
Okay, right. Okay, yeah, well, so
and if they say, for example, like that's a soggy bottom, and they think, oh, well, that didn't really make sense for that, but we'd love to stick a clip of Rowan saying that's a soggy bottom in the signature bit where Prue was walking past a sponge pudding or something, then they can do it.
Okay, so for a long time I thought it was because they were lying that it was shot over 2 days. I thought that they were doing all of this manic baking over the course of 1 day, but then I could never see the light fading, so it never seemed to be
issue. The showstopper, they get 4 hours for that showstopper, and the other ones are like, you know, a couple of hours each, two or three, as the show progresses.
It's a long time.
Sort of 3 hours on some of those challenges, can't they? So you're right.
So
I don't think there'll be time for them to record.
There wouldn't
it
be.
I think when I went to see James Acaster, he talked about his Celebrity Bake Off experience.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the difference is potentially with the Stand Up to Cancer Celebrity one they do, and the show itself could be slightly different. But from what he was saying, they do record it over 2 days, but they wear the same thing. And he was also saying this does not apply, I don't think, to the official show. I think if you fuck up your cream horn, you fucked up your cream horn. But in the Celebrity one, I think it was actually Rylan on the Off Menu podcast was talking about the fact that, because he was on James Acaster's episode, and they gave them all a bit of extra time because everybody's cream horns were going to shit or whatever.
Really?
And Rylan was really annoyed because he was like, well, I've done mine perfectly in the time. And now everybody else gets, we get another 20 minutes and pretend, you know, reset the clock a bit because no one's going to be ready.
That's unfair.
I know. I wonder if moving he was allowed to say that.
Yeah, that is, yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't believe they do that in the official Bake Off competition. You know, no. The big guns. No. I think, no. You know, you're screwed if you've not done it in time.
But do you think that they offer them like free dry cleaning services overnight? Because what if it's like a really hot day and they've sweated buckets doing kind of tempered chocolate and stuff, and then the following day they've got to wear the same top, possibly a woolen jumper or something.
This is such an excellent point.
Yeah. Too hot, not nice. And you're going to get like flour all over yourself. And, you know, they don't look rattled by the third one. But anyway, but that's that.
And
that was
surely
my big
if
question.
You're baking, if you've spilt cherry jam all down your white shirt, then how on earth are you going to wear it again the next day?
No idea.
I mean, I think the only thing I did notice actually this in this year's, I think it was on Chocolate Week. Oh, that was last week, wasn't it? I think
it was.
Chocolate Week, Dana was wearing a jumper, and it must have been when we had a heat wave going on because they were all complaining about how hot it was.
Too hot, yeah.
And I did notice her having taken it off and wearing a little sort of vest top thing for a couple of the clips. So, I mean, I'm sure they're not going to be like, keep that on if they're having a horrible time. But I think in general, I mean, yeah, maybe they dry clean them. Maybe they've got two of everything they're going to wear.
That's what I thought initially.
Yeah.
I did think that they got two of everything. I know. I'd go down Primark.
I tell you who'd know.
Who?
Future guest of the pod. I'm really going to try and work on this. We discovered, thanks to a lovely listener, that who I should shout out actually for giving us this information. It was Kelly. Thank you very much to Kelly in North Carolina for letting us know that the Bake Off Illustrator is a runner. So he is welcome anytime. He's welcome anytime. We've never had a man as a guest, I don't think. And I would make an exception for him for fitting the brief so well.
Let's reach out, as I think they say.
We can ask him all the tricks of the trade.
Yeah. So, right, okay. So signature, let's get on to it. What did you think about this? It was picnic pies.
Oh, thank God you wrote down what it was. All the way through, I was like, just say what it is. I missed what it was and I couldn't work it out. I thought, I haven't much to say about this apart from spanakopita.
A spanakopita. And what does he say when he mispronounces it? Does he say something like spanadikoff or something like that?
He's struggling with his pronunciation.
He was a bit.
Bless him. I mean, I'd written something down about a dauphinoise pie, but I think actually there's more to discuss later on that, really.
Well, because Dana, she jumped ahead, didn't she, in all of these things by doing a pativier, but she didn't realise that that's what she was doing. And she was instead very sweetly including what she called a dauphinoise in the middle of her picnic pie, which I must admit, I wrote before I even got into Paul patronizing her, I wrote down as being the flavor that I would definitely jump at, like a garlic creamy potato
too.
Pie. Oh my God.
Incredible. I actually wrote down to ask you here, what is your favorite slutty potato dish? Because dauphinoise is really up there for me.
It's up there. I think that probably is number one. Done well. It's a beautiful
thing. It's everything
thing.
You could want, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cream, garlic, potatoes.
Yeah.
Just delish.
Good. So by the end, there were lots of sort of slightly disappointing pies, I think, in this one, but lots of kind of okay-ish. I was disappointed in Saku's because the idea of tuna being hot.
Yeah. Esther is, for the listener, if you don't know, Esther is the tuna queen. But yeah, I cannot imagine. I wasn't too big on that either.
No.
I think the one that really, really excited me, aside, of course, from Dauphinoise, was the leek and cheese, creamy leek and cheese by Christy, which, of course, earned her a handshake, her first Hollywood handshake.
She was absolute dark horse this issue.
She was brilliant.
Still in print. But yeah, she was still absolutely amazing, I thought. I was worried about, at this point, I was worried about Nikki because her pie was described as being gluey, which I think no one really wants to experience or bake, do they?
No.
So that was not great. Not great.
I was worried about Nikki, and it seemed like a bit of a blip for her because she's been relatively strong, which is why I felt sad as it went on.
I thought she was quite middle.
Oh dear. But
pastry, not her thing perhaps, but middle. She's always been middle to top, I thought. Middle, sort of the middle, the top third, I thought that she was, definitely.
Yeah.
I was going to say as well,
Matty's, I did note that not that his Spanakopita was the most exciting thing that came out of that signature challenge, but just the fact that he is continuing to do pretty well. And I wanted to issue a public apology because we actually called him out as the first to go
when we
looked at the contestants and we judged the books by their covers.
We thought Abby would win. How wrong we were.
I was like, oh, Matty looks like the sort of, token PE teacher. He might actually be a PE teacher. I think he is.
He might be. Well, it doesn't... Well, I found out
usually
what
Saku
does.
Usually they've got a hot PE teacher who goes first or second.
I know one job, but I don't know any other jobs. Because they mentioned Saku's job. I'm going to turn the page. She's an intelligence analyst.
Oh my gosh, so Saku, keeping us safe. Saku is protecting us all.
I don't know what intelligence analysts do, but she does something.
I'm guessing they've got big satellite dishes and they're listening in.
Well, she's certainly a woman in STEM, isn't she?
She is. I bet she's listening to this right now, trying to work out whether we're planning an attack on Paul Hollywood.
We are. Always.
Yes,
always.
We are. If in doubt, FBI, we are. that was all I really had to say about the signature.
Yeah.
I did also want to take back that I think in a few episodes ago, we talked about when they make a savory dish and I was like, I don't think I said I didn't like it, but I think it's just like it's so wide a range of skill that they've got to have. However, this episode... the two savory challenges compared to the sweet, I'm so enjoyed the first two savory challenges compared to
the sweet was
dull after that. I was like
boring.
Now I've tasted MasterChef. Why am I going back to bake sale again?
Absolutely. Let's move on.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
to technical, shall we?
To the technical. Let's get technical.
Technical
it's time.
Time
for the technical.
Marvellous. Well, okay, so first of all, I learnt how to pronounce Petivier in this episode. Did you?
What did you say? You had to look up how to pronounce Petivier.
No, I learned how to pronounce.
Oh, you learned.
Petivier.
Sorry, it cut out. It cut out then, just at the verb. Oh. So I didn't know what you did with the Petivier.
Right. I always thought it was.
I didn't.
Petivier.
I am learned in French, so I did know that it was Petivier. But I also only knew that because I guess I would have had a go at pronouncing, but I didn't know what one was. Until I started going to Bunch of Grapes in Bradford-on-Avon for roasts. Oh my gosh, shout out to Bunch of Grapes if they would like to give us a roast. It's not really how it works. It's never worked for us before. But they do, their veggie option is a Petivier. I think at the moment it's like mushrooms are in there, pine nuts, spinach,
nice.
Really good. And so I had a Petivier on Sunday when I was writing my notes about this.
Well done you.
And it looked most like Dan's.
Oh.
It did look most like Dan's. And
what's going on
Dan's
with him?
Got my juices flowing all over again. Yeah.
He is scrambling up from dark horse status and becoming like, I don't know, amazing pastry chef. Du jour. I mean, it's incredible what he did.
He's had blip week, which he struggled, didn't he, on bread week.
Yeah.
But other than that, he is just a bit of an unstoppable force.
He almost went. And now, like, fucking hell. And I could just imagine being in that tent. The smell during technical must have been incredible. Garlic,
truly.
Cream, pastry, butter. All of the good things, I thought.
Yeah.
So no wonder Paul was talking about his buttons popping off.
Yeah, mine would have done. I mean, if I'd have had to eat eight or however many of them are left, Dauphinoise pies for lunch, then that would be a good day in the office for me. Yeah. I was quite jealous of that task that they had to judge them. But I noticed this and I wondered what you thought about it. Dauphinoise on a stovetop. Serial killer moves.
Dauphinoise on a stove.
Dauphinoise on a stovetop. Multiple of them were making them on a stovetop. Like they had like a sort of pot of cream simmering away, and they had put the slices of potatoes, and they were doing it in a stovetop, rather than like I've only ever done Dauphinoise in a, in a casserole dish and put it in the oven.
Right. They were cooking the potatoes in. Yes, I have never, ever, ever done that. I've only ever done it in the oven. Yeah. Really peculiar. Maybe that was part of the method.
That was worth noting. I mean, maybe it was. I imagine that maybe you can do it a little bit quicker and maybe there's a bit more control if you're doing it that way. You can kind of test potatoes as you go.
I bet it's way quicker because if you do it in the oven, like the Nigel Slater recipe I follow, it's in there for a good hour. And that's probably
and Nige knows his onions, so yeah.
He does.
And his garlic and his cream and nutmeg.
Yes,
and
yes indeed. Yeah.
And his potatoes. I felt like poor old Dana, I was just going to say, was a bit like what it's like to work in catering because she must have been... Bloody hell.
Not
she
this
was
again.
Just churning out Dauphinoise after Dauphinoise all day long in that tent.
Yeah. And was it Rowan who just says, I'd never made one of these before, but I do know someone that has. And then it cuts to Dana going, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Dana.
Bitch.
So funny. Oh, I just loved Rowan all the way through this. Yeah. And again, he really kept that thing that we love so much about Rowan, which is why I was in my morning clothes and why we have consistently adored him for the last few episodes, is that ability to laugh at himself. And I still felt like, even though
Absolutely.
This week was the
crushing,
apart from actually in the technical, he did okay. And I think he was fourth in the technical.
Yeah, he wasn't bad at all. Yeah.
He wasn't too bad. But apart from that, it was a pretty tough week for him. And he still, even though it was his second bad week in a row, So it wasn't looking great. He really managed to...
he was brilliant. There were no waterworks
throughout. No.
Yeah. And poor old Nikki, she came a cropper in this one. Did you hear her go?
She knew as well.
Oh, dearie me, she said.
Well, it was a bag of pants.
Bag of pants? Sorely
missed. You can't be staying in the tent after a bag of pants.
Dearie me.
love her.
Oh, love her so much. I mean, okay.
What else is there to say, I suppose, other than I would have absolutely smashed them all, even the ones they said were raw.
I mean, you know, Rowan said, he said of his own pie, he said, I've seen Nita poos, I think he said.
He did. Though his didn't do that badly.
Didn't do that badly at all. I was thrilled for him and his unneat poo of a pie.
And of course, Dana, who we were expecting to do pretty well because she'd had a bit of a dress rehearsal only earlier that day. She came second, didn't she? But then Dan, the man. With a pastry plan.
Oh my God. Absolutely. Yeah. Shockingly good. Maybe really he's got super cold delicious. Hands. Yeah, he's good. He's got some.
Yes.
I think that's
cold hands, warm heart. You know, people say that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that is a perfect recipe for a good baker.
It is a good recipe for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect lamination skills, but. Yes. You know, it's still just like a mum I made it.
yeah. And still being a complete feeder, I think, is the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, so, exactly. yeah.
Okay, well, look, I tell you what, let's move on to Showstopper before we bang on about Italian mamas.
Showstopper. Beautifully done.
Right, okay.
For no reason. okay, yeah, so this was sweet decorative pie, wasn't it? And I have to admit, this did make me realise that I just am more, I feel like I've said it before on this pod and I'll say it again. I'm not really qualified to do this at all because I'm not a great baker. I love watching them make dauphinoise till the cows come home. But I couldn't give a shit about a mango tart or whatever.
Oh, let's just stop it then.
I felt disappointed.
Let's not do another one.
Yeah. Let's not finish at five. No, I do generally love their other sweet bakes. I don't think it was the sweetness that was necessarily the issue. It just felt like a bit of a meh task. Apart from Josh has looked amazing.
Oh my God, Christie's as well. Josh's and Christie's were. Yes.
And Christie's, of course.
Because I must admit, Josh's looked amazing, but I wouldn't have gravitated towards them in a shop apart from to look at. It's not the flavours were not for me, but Christie's flavours. Apple and sultana and cinnamon. I mean, that is my kind of little kind of desperate go-to cake flavoring. I love all of those. And then she did a like a plum one, and she did a like a blueberry. Anyway, they're all really, really, really good.
Heaven.
Everything. Loved it.
Real
frangipan.
Heaven there,
she did that raspberry frangipan, didn't she? So it's pink frangipan in the middle. Oh my God. Oh, she knows her flavors.
She is clearly a pastry whiz, and she did brilliantly. I think there were too many slightly strange sort of, I don't know, like a mango and papaya thing in a pastry that looked dry that I was like, this looks
coconut
like
coconut pastry. Wasn't that one of Josh's? There's like a coconut pastry, and I was like, ugh. I mean, I don't like coconut.
It doesn't sound good. It didn't sound good. And I can't imagine myself wanting to tuck into any of those. I love a fruit tart, but I love a traditional fruit. Sorry, actually, I'm sounding like I'm going to start, I don't know, running for UKIP or something, but a traditional fruit tart. With a nice glaze on top.
Yeah. Oh.
I couldn't really get excited about too many of them.
No, lots of them, it didn't feel like it was showcasing their talents hugely, because like little flat pies or tarts, it's just not. Yeah.
Yeah.
What you want, I just want this, to see them make a wedding cake. That's all I want to see them do. Have they ever done that? I think first series, I remember there being a wedding cake.
Yeah.
But so they've never returned to it.
It's just, it's difficult, isn't it, when you've seen stuff like that. I mean, we've seen a 3D tiger made out of fucking brioche, and I'm supposed to get excited about a little tart with some latticing on top. Yeah. It wasn't a visual feast, but it may have been a amuse-bouche.
Mm-hmm.
For them, but yes. For Prue and Paul, yeah. I have no idea. But yeah, for us, little dull, I thought, this task.
It was. So who was Starbaker? Oh.
It was our darling Christy, who I have to confess is maybe one of the bakers that's been flying under the radar for me. I haven't really been too fussed on her, and she really came through and she did a brilliant job, and she's clearly lovely. And her reaction to winning Star Baker and getting emotional about the fact that she doesn't ever do anything for herself made me
my God.
Very warm inside.
Absolutely lovely. So then it leaves it to me to say who were the two people that left, although we've kind of discussed them already, so I don't know why I'm saying that. But glasses are coming back again.
My dark glasses are back on, so you can't see my tears.
She's supposed to be mourning, but she looks like Tom Cruise.
I look like I'm in Mission Impossible, don't I? Yeah. Oh, it's very dark. It's going to give me a migraine.
So we had to say goodbye to dearie me, Bag of Pants. Bye-bye, Nikki.
Dear old Bag of Pants, Nikki, who I really like, and I'll be really sorry to see her go. I felt like she kind of knew her fate as well. Like she just knew. They knew she were going to go home.
Yeah.
Which disproves my theory on a little side note. In last week's episode, we discussed the fact that potentially they had orchestrated a week that nobody had left because of the amount of episodes that Channel 4 had asked them to do. But clearly not, because we've had to make up for it this week.
Yeah.
And that was really sad.
I mean, it's super sad, super sad. And then our second lever, was Rowan.
Rowan.
Very concerned that as of next week, the tent will be a smaller and shitter place as a result of his loss, because he's fun, actually fun.
He's really fun.
And could respond to Noel and Alison in a fun way rather than a kind of forced, weird way that lots of them.
We're kind of slightly lacking in the old, because Nikki was fun too. And like, I love lots of people that are left. As you know, we're big fans of Tasha over here. She's doing brilliantly, but she's not necessarily a barrel of laughs. And Dana's quite fun.
Saku is hilarious, but she's going to go next week, isn't she? Don't you think?
I'm worried that unless she has a huge redemption arc, because I was literally looking up whether I might need to genuinely buy some black lace for next week, because I was like, well, I've used my funeral gag on Rowan going, so what am I going to do for Saku?
I am going to be devastated. But she's clinging on. I mean, unless, because next week it's botanicals.
I tell you who. What was your first thought when they said that?
I don't think I had one. Why? What was yours?
I was like, I tell you, you'd be absolutely gutted about to be missing this.
Who?
This poor old Abby.
Oh my God, you're so right. She would forage the fuck out of botanicals.
She would have foraged the fuck out of botanicals week.
Oh my God, hedgerow eye up. She would have loved it. Oh no.
What a shame that she is no longer with us on the programme. She is on this earthly plane, we hope. I would like to make it clear that all of these jokes are not really about death this week. They're about leaving the show.
About leaving the tent.
But yeah, I bet she's got it. I might actually see if I can find her on social media and see if she is sad.
See if she bakes along, maybe.
But should we see if she bakes along? See if she wants to come on the podcast and give her thoughts on botanicals.
Oh, we're getting overexcited about the idea.
Yeah, don't expect Abby to be on the show, but kind of would love it if Abby was on the show. So I'm going to stalk her now and see if I can make friends with her in time for next week.
Fingers crossed next week. So next week, Bake Off 6, botanicals, come back and listen to us then. In between times, if you want to hear about us maybe occasionally talking about running. There's the Main Pod, Women's Running Podcast, comes out sort of Wednesday night, Thursday morning, depending on when I've got the time to do it. But yeah,
yes.
So that's,
do
that's
join
the fun
us.
Thing to... Yes, do come and listen.
I loved this week's episode. I mean, it's out on the day that we're recording this, but if for some reason you are not listening to this because you listen to Women's Running and instead you're listening because you love Bake Off and you think, surely this isn't their job, don't worry, it's not. We do something else on Thursdays. Anna. and that particular episode, I really, really thoroughly enjoyed. And we even had some spooky Halloween themed content.
We did.
It was great fun.
About that.
Do join us. We can't wait to see you. See you next week for Botanicals Week. Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.